went out and bowed. I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah. So I guess let's get started now.
Yeah.
Why are Catalonians seeking independence?
There is several reasons. If you remember, I sent you some papers, so you make reference to this paper. Yeah. We're talking about economical reasons, historical reasons, cultural reasons, and I think that's probably the most important thing. And that's an issue has been discussed for a long, long time. For more than 300 years, we were colony from Spain, and that's the whole issue, because the peoples of all nations, they can't, under the United States Charter and also under the United European Union Constitution, they can seek independence through democratic means. And that's why, after fighting since 2006, that was the last bastion in which, when we presented an approved statute for us to be governed by the Catalonian autonomy, what happened was that it was rejected by the, not by the Spanish Parliament, by the Constitutional Tribunal. And it says that on the first chapter, on the introduction, define that Catalonia as a nation, which is there is a lot of nations without a state in the European Union. So that was nothing new. But the Constitutional Tribunal said that that's incorrect and eliminated that chapter. Then also eliminated from the Constitution or from our statutes, eliminated 13 chapters that refers to culture, language, and economics. Now, these 13 chapters, it was very funny because 2 years later, those 13 chapters were added to the Andalusia Statute. And when the Catalan government presented, hey, look at this, you rejected those 13 chapters, but those are carbon copy of the Andalusia Statutes. The Constitutional Tribunal refused to accept that Catalan's proposal to reconsider. So it was gone, it was history. And that's, I think, is more or less in a background of the reasons why we want to be independent.
And so on that note, how popular do you think the idea of independence is?
Well, let's put it this way. In July 2017, there was about 41% in favor of independence and 49% against independence. So why this big turnaround? I believe that what happened in October 1st, if the police, the Spanish police, the civil guard could have not interfered with that referendum, the turnaround could have been very similar to what Brexit took over and happened in Brexit, happens in Scotland, happened in Canada, that it was over 50, about some 60 to 70% could have voted. There, we don't know how the results could have been. But if we follow the popular opinion in June, July, maybe we have lost the referendum. We don't know. But because of the violence done by the police, we, technically speaking, we legitimate our right to be independent. And that's the legitimacy of the Catalan government. In other words, Rajoy says the referendum will never took place. The referendum did took place. He used violence to avoid the referendum. And on top of, and after this act of violence, 43.03% went out and voted. That, to me, is a success and legitimate us to be independent.
So on that note of legitimacy, the Spanish government says the referendum was illegitimate. What would you say to that?
Well, And I read through the Constitution, I read through this. The Constitution does allow to have referendums in the autonomy regions on matters that concerns their own language, culture, economics, and so on and so forth. But the most, but for them, and that's why they base its illegality in Chapter 2 of the Constitution, which says very clearly that Spain is indivisible. And if you look to other constitutions about Europe, that chapter doesn't exist. Why Spain added this chapter, we don't know. But the point is, you can't declare a country like Canada is not indivisible, at least Quebec tried twice, or referendum. So Great Britain is not indivisible. They gave him the opportunity to Scotland. Both, say no to independence. So in other words, there is no such thing as indivisible country or indivisible state. When as that state, in particular Spain, was forced by marriages between kings and kings and so on, was forced by violence, like in 1714, we lost our independence through a violent act by Philip V. Therefore, that cannot apply, the indivisible of the country cannot even apply to Spain.
So going forward, what do you think Catalonia should do?
In my view, and as mentioned before, because through the, there is a very interesting book, and it's by, is Rebellion, Revolution, and Violence by Camus. Camus says that rebellion, if it's used, if violence is used, rebellion may succeed. But if you make an act of rebellion and it's a peaceful one in which comes from the mass of the people, then it's going to be succeed. And that's what happened here. It was not the government who determined to put a referendum. It was the people who wanted that referendum, who wanted it. And when we elected our members of parliament in 2014, we definitely choose a government who, on his proposal, was precisely a referendum. And that's what it is. Parliament is the maximum authority of any official government because we elect those members of parliament. And we, when we vote, elected those parties that are willing to put forward a proposal for independence through a referendum. So the Catalan government has no other choice but to put the proposal forward. And it did it in October 1st.
So what independence... what effect will independence have on Catalonia?
Well, in Catalonia, we don't know yet. The European Union is not very much in favor of Catalonia independence because they have the same problems in certain countries that part of the European Union, like, for example, France, yeah. Italy, and Belgium, those they have a problem there. So to allow or accept Catalonia as independent, then was we call it a domino effect, that those little small nations without a state inside the European Union may do the same thing. Nevertheless, outside the European Union, there is also some economical countries independent of the economical European Union that may accept Catalan independence. Catalonia is a wealthy country, and actually 22% to 22-25% of the gross domestic product is produced in Catalonia for the whole Spain. And Catalonia only represents 13% of the population, and about 7.5 million. And that's the biggest problem we have. We give to Spain, Spain takes the 22% of our gross domestic product. What we get in return, 15 to 17%. That is not enough money for us to administer our own affairs. That's why I think economics, if Catalonia becomes independent, will be more prosperous. Even if there's a threat of they leaving some companies like they did in Quebec, they left Quebec and they went to other countries or to other provinces. Yeah. It doesn't matter. But I think Catalonia will do much, much better with his 22% of gross domestic product that he has now, which Spain is taking over. He will definitely have.
And what effect will independence have on Spain?
Well, the Spain, I mean, you have to accept the fact that we don't want to put aside Spain. I think what we're trying is a new relationship. Spanish state, Catalonian state, a new relationship. And that relationship cannot be based on the act on the 1978 constitution. It can be based being Spain as a state and Catalonia as a state. Could be as friendly as it could be. In other words, we can help Spaniards through develop themselves in a manner that we also are going to develop ourselves, our economical and everything else. I mean, that's the whole thing. We treat Spain not as a colony, but as a state, and Spain should treat Catalonia as also a state, friendly relationship.
And so, what do you think of the way Spanish authorities have handled the situation? What do you think of the way the Spanish police government
handled it? Well, that's the problem. I mean, violence has no way. Unfortunately, it's very funny when we look at past history. In 1934, Companys declared Catalonia as an independent country. Rather than take the issue to the Constitutional Tribunal, the president of, at the time Spain was a republic, the president of that republic, his name is Azaña, he went to Catalonia and he resolved the conflict in 11 hours. In other words, he gave Catalonia what actually wanted, an economical autonomy. Yeah. And their own culture, their own history, their own customs, their own traditions, and their own economy. That's actually when in 2006, and even in 2014, when Mas was the president of Catalonia, he went twice to meet with the president of Spain. He says, we want our economical autonomy, same as the Basque country has and Navarra has. What happened? They say no. Every time we went to discuss to Spain, make changes on school systems and so on, they always say no, no, no. I mean, sometimes this no has to stop.
Yeah.
And because Spain make no effort whatsoever in communicating with Spain. Actually, I heard yesterday President Puigdemont saying, I'm still waiting a phone call from the Spanish government, and it will never come. Maybe if declares independence tomorrow, maybe the Spanish government will remember what happened in 1934 and maybe decided to talk. I don't know if it's going to be late or not, but I believe negotiations. But you cannot use force to use that. There is a saying. It says, unity makes us strong. But you cannot use your strength to force unity. You see?
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
So what repercussions on Europe, on the world, do you think independence could have?
Europe can, at this moment, and I understand Europe in situation because of the issue that there is other nations inside states of the European Union that are watching very closely what happened. But sooner or later, they will have to recognize Catalonia. Now, if Spain should have not used any force whatsoever, who should have taken the same issue as the Turkish took with Kurdistan?
Yeah.
Yeah. They allowed them to vote. Then 3 hours later, the parliament declared the vote null and void. And also there was a recommendation from the United States, the ONU and so on, to held that referendum. We never had that recommendation from nobody. But Spain, it used the wrong cards. And unfortunately, when you use the wrong cards and the bits are there, he lost. And that's what the issue here. He lost.
So what do you think of the Catalonian leadership's intention to declare independence?
It's not what Catalan, the leadership of Catalonia will do is declaring independence because 90.02% vote in favor of it. I mean, of the 43.2% of the vote, 90% vote in favor of it. As I mentioned, remember that I told you, if Spain could have allowed the referendum, probably the percentage could have been 60 to 70% of the popular vote. And definitely, we don't know the results could have been. But could have been the same results as Brexit, as Quebec, as Scotland. Could have been, we don't know. But in July, June, July, I was 41% were in favor, 49% were against it. In other words, that 49% could have won. Yeah. We don't know. Now we have to accept the facts that 90% of the popular vote claim independence. And the government of Catalonia has no choice but to declare independence and take the consequences of it.
And what do you think of the international community's reaction to the referendum?
The international community, the only reaction they had was about the violence. In other words, every single paper I read, The Guardian, Washington Post, you name it, they regret very much that that was not the way to resolve an issue. All nations, they are invited that the Spain and Catalonia should negotiate. That's what all the papers, all the European unions, even all the states are in favor of negotiations. But once brutality came into the picture, automatically what lost credibility is not Catalonia, it's Spain. And unfortunately, that we are in a situation in which I doubt very much that actually Rajoy already has said that is not willing to negotiate with Puigdemont and with Junqueras, which are the leaders. One is president, vice president of the current, they were elected by us. In other words, you cannot reject someone who has been elected by the people. And if he wants to negotiate, he has to negotiate with those two, like it or not. Otherwise, Spain can call also an elections, and maybe the Spaniards, they choose someone else who is willing to negotiate. But unfortunately, Rajoy belongs to the same region that Franco, all are from Galicia. And those people, they are very stubborn individuals, and they are not willing. Franco used force to suppress Catalonia. Rajoy wanted to use force to suppress Catalonia. Maybe in 1939, when he won the war, maybe it was accepted because they did not exist the European Union. But now you can't do this. Technically, it's impossible. So they have to negotiate, period.
So who do you blame overall for the current crisis in Spain?
I blame the government of Rajoy. I mean, I don't blame the Spain as a whole, but I blame the Popular Party because they, since 2006 until 2007, 11 years, they refused to negotiate any deal with the Catalan government. And I understand. And it's 22% of the gross domestic product. Could you believe this is almost more than one-fifth of all in Spain? You can't give away this. And that's why Spain says no, no, no. But if what Mas, the President Mas in 2014 asked for is same as the Basque countries and Navarra has, which they administer their own schools, their own economics and so on, and then gives share the benefits to the Spanish government. That could have been the same thing, and that could have been at that time the right approach. Unfortunately, it not happened, not materialized.